WQNO, Charlie Z.
Blog Talk Radio.
Your dad asked me punching that heavyweight on Tuesday, June 16th, and I won my 82nd pro fight. Listen, man, hit him a lot of power. Right away. What's up, everybody? Charlie Zono, pound for pound king. Marrying my queen. My wife, yeah. We've been married, like, it was a ring a long time ago, but now we're going to, like, have a wedding. Is that? Yeah, that's why I had to postpone my radio, because my wife called me, like, director at the time when I was supposed to do it. So, yeah, let's talk boxing. I won last Saturday, beat the shit out of a Navy heavyweight. Yeah, you guys should have seen what I did to him after, like, when that moron recording the fight and stopped recording. Like, yeah, that dude, he got destroyed. I landed some nice bombs on him during the video. The fight was 50 seconds. I stopped about 50 seconds. 17 seconds went on YouTube. But the 81 was good. Great victory. The 82 was just phenomenal, historic, just sublime one. You know what I mean? Better than 81. You know what I'm saying? That was, I'd say that went tops my victory over Joe Zavala because, Joe Zavala, I beat the shit out of him, but the TV fighter, the cocky TV fighter, man, fuck that motherfucker, man. I hit him in the body, you know, but this guy, it was just like no mercy, just boom, right in the jaw, man. It's fucking, no holding back. You know what I'm saying? See? Like, you see my last fight, right? One punch, got quit. Hit him. Power shot. No, this is it. Lights out, game over. Now, look at Box Rec, right? Fake Rec. You see how all those delusional fucking misguided trainers teach those fake fighters, oh, you gotta take your time, you gotta fucking, no, meaning like, you do gotta take your time, but no, not in that sense. They teach them, like, oh, feel your opponent out for the first three rounds, for the first four rounds, and then go, no, fuck no, you gotta have stamina, and you gotta throw your best shit right away until your opponent is out. Fuck that, feel them out. Yeah, you try to feel me out, feel you out, whatever the fuck bullshit against me, you're going to be feeling the canvas with your fucking forehead, man. You know what I mean? I mean, what could be possibly next for Charlie Zona? Well, my wedding with my beautiful wife, Daria. What's next as far as boxing goes? I don't know. I just won a fight 4 days ago, and I won a fight last Saturday. Last Saturday I won a fight, and on Tuesday I won a fight. So what's next? Celebrate. Once. Going back to Ukraine. Going to be spending every day with my wife again. Not as much internet time. Of course, we'll never forget my fans. You know, my fans, thank you. I salute you and I appreciate everything, you know, you people have done for me, and that's, you know, support throughout the years. And, you know, like I've said, it's been an honor, and it ain't over yet, man. You know, even though I got some good news for my family, even though when I get to 100-0, I will retire, but there's a great chance that I'll come back because, you know, I'm going to be 27 or 28 when I get to 100. For 27, most likely. So, yeah, retiring at 27 years old, what the fuck am I going to do in my 30s? You know what I mean? What am I going to do in my 40s? Yeah, come on. I mean, yeah, I could retire for like a year or two, like a few years, you know, it's 100-0, you know, nobody, like, that's like the milestone, you know, enjoy that for a few years, you know, spend time with the wife, and then boom, then go for 101, you know what I mean, because I can retire that early, but, and what age I really plan to fight, so maybe 40, 45, dude. 40 years old, man, 50 years old. When I'm 50 years old, I'm going to be one-shotting heavyweights. So I decided to continue mushrooms until that time. Hell yeah, man, I was a goat, man. When I'm fucking 45 years old, 50 years old, I guarantee you I can get in there with a 250 pounder that's in his 20s. I'll put him to sleep. Charlie Zawinul, number one pound for pound. Yeah, ain't no father time for me, man, because I'm the greatest of all time. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no father time, man. These fake fighters, they suck, man. You know what I'm saying? You can't compare them to me, man. I'm the greatest of all time. And these motherfuckers are pretenders. Mainstream boxing's a joke, dude. What was the bit last Saturday? It's funny. Me and Wilder fought the same day again. Two times this year, me and Wilder fought on the same day. Yeah, that fucking joker needs to... He's the box man again, man. He lost in the ring, and then, you know, everybody, including himself, you know. I tagged him to left in the ring. That was Wilder, man. Yeah, the last victory, man, I hit him right on the button, man. You can't really criticize that black guy for quitting, because anybody else would quit. Got knocked out. He actually had a chance. See, but like, notice, you know, these stupid haters, these delusional haters, sound cocky and arrogant. Yeah, man. Yeah, right. I gave the motherfucking credit. I bombed on him, crushed him, severely hurt him with that left hook, made him quit right away. And then, when he took off the gloves and came up to me, I said, good shit, you know, like, to him, good shit for what? You know, you just got bombed on, dude, and quit. Like, good shit for stepping up to the plate. Because all the others in the gym, they were afraid of me. I challenged them, they didn't want to do it. Heavyweights, I came up to a bunch of big boys, man. I was like, oh, you want to box? I'm world champion. I'm gonna get a title shot right here, right now. He said, no, man, I'm good, man. Ask somebody else. They said, man, same shit. No, I'm good, man. I'm like, all right, ask somebody else. No, I'm good, man. I'm like, fuck. This motherfucker's like, let's do it. I'll fight you. One punch. That's what I'm saying, man. Sportsmanship, man. Yeah, underground fighters, man. Yeah, but with mainstream fucking bitches, no, man. No way. They never get credit for me. Hell no, man. Fucking kidding, man. I hate those motherfuckers. Dude, that era disregarded me. That era disrespected me. That era, you know. They didn't, the box rack TV era, yeah, those clowns, they just didn't treat me for who I was, man. Yeah, but I beat so many of them. I beat Deontay Wilder, they were seeing. I beat MMA TV guys. I even beat a K-1 fighter from K-1, kickbox. Yeah, so, Mansfield, like 250 pound black guy, 6 feet, 250, one punch, and, you know, these motherfuckers are frauds. They never gave me credit. I was trying to give them credit. And yeah, when we fight, it's you know, we hate each other. But a lot of these mainstream jokers, they duck me. And, like Mayweather Jr., Vladimir Klitschko, Manny Pacquiao, Vitaly Klitschko. You know, the Pacquiao Mayweather was way too small for me. I would fucking murder them as fucking clowns. Way too small. Klitschko's way too small for me. Way too small, uncoordinated, no chance. Weak punches, oh my god. If I came southpaw against Klitschko like I won my last fight, oh my god. Yeah, it'd be over for me. I wouldn't even have to throw anything else. Just one shot like that. One shot in his jaw, this is a bitchko. No more bitchko, man. Bitchko, I'd knock him into the next fucking dimension, man. Hate that motherfucker, man. You know, it's funny, I used to train in the same gym with the Klitschko. I was 16 years old, I was 1-0 at the time, you know. And him had a stare down. Well, not like a stare, but we were like mad dogging each other. And I'm thinking, like, man, when I get older, I'm going to teach this motherfucker a lesson. But I never got the chance because he's been avoiding ducking me. And his sparring partner lost to me, Deontay Wilder. So I ended up winning a bigger fight than beating Klitschko. So Derek the Giant beat him. That's a bigger fight. Gio Zavala, you know what I mean? Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. He Klitschko needs me more than I need him, Doctor. You know what I mean? Who the fuck does he beat? He's more known for getting knocked the fuck out by bums than beating bums. Yeah, but these guys are knocking out Corey Sandhagen, Lamont Brewster. These guys are fucking horrible, man. You see my hand speed in my last fight? You see that hand speed, that power? You see the explosiveness, the fucking timing? Just automatic. Just bomb out. This is it. Come on, man. Klitschko can't compete with that shit, man. He get knocked the fuck out first round, man. Guaranteed, man. If I'm on my worst day, it'd be a fucking technical knockout. Best day, Klitschko goes to sleep. This is it. NyQuil's. Motherfucker, go to sleep, man. Fucking bitch ass, bitch go fraud, man. Oh, and my wife is way hotter than his fucking slut, man. Are you kidding me? My wife is just the best, sexiest, most beautiful girl ever. She belongs to me. Yeah, so that. Wedding coming up. Shortly, very soon. And, a second admission. Yeah, so you haters are fucking done, man. I went 2 fights on video in 1 week. It's Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. That's 3 days apart. Well, one victory or another. So now it's like, all right, yeah, man, it's unbelievable. I mean, I'm the best fighter in history and the most active. Yeah, so now since I scored 2 victories in less than a week time, and I'm talking not bare knuckle, I'm talking boxing gloves, like gloves. Yeah, I have the right to take the year off if I want to, which I probably will, because I'm being Ukraine, man. I'm being Ukraine for a while this time. I came back to get some paperwork. In the meantime, I was like, hey, fuck it, since I'm here, I might as well go to the gym, score some victories, and I did that. And, you know. Now I'm going back to my wife, and, you know, she's madly in love with me. I'm madly in love with her. She said that she wants me to wait the whole time until they let her out. And that could take, I mean, if we get lucky, it'll be 6 months, 5-6 months, but probably not. It's on average, they said 10 to 12. I could be there for as long as a year. And I'm not too excited about being in Ukraine for that long, but, you know, I have my wife next to me, so it can't be too bad, right? Yeah, if you're there by yourself, fuck that shit. But, yeah, ain't too bad, yeah. Look, worst comes to worst, you know, I'll just get a fight there and do what I did to this motherfucker. The black guy with the do-rag, heavyweight, 218 pounder. Yeah, I'll just do that to some heavyweight there in Ukraine. I mean, hey, look, man, I can be any goddamn country, man. My power, my speed, my talent, follows me everywhere, man. Charlie's on off the goat. You haters are fucking delusional, man. I warned you clowns, man. I told you fucking people over and over. I told you fucktards, man. All that back and forth, man, I'm telling you. Like, I told these fucking rejects, and they just would not get it, man. They just would not get it. You know what I'm saying? They had to see it to believe it so many times, and I showed them so many times, and they would continue talking shit. And, yeah. Look, there's just some mentally ill people on the internet that you can't do anything to stop. They're trolls, man. You know what I mean? Bots. And bots are done. I have a wife. I got 82 wins, 0 losses. I'm number 1 pound king status. Come on, man. What status do you have? The fucking mental case status? What status do you people have? What have you accomplished? Who knows you? What's your name? Yeah, you may have a real name that you're hiding, but meaning, what's your name? Like, who knows you? Nobody. Like, what is, you don't have to be good at boxing. What are you good at? Like, what sport? You don't have to be good at a sport. Anything. Nothing. People don't have anything. Motherfuckers on fucking welfare, living in your mom's basement, talking shit on a computer. Anybody can do that. Anybody can talk shit on a computer. Let's see some videos of you haters throwing some bombs. Let's see you throwing some hands. See you throwing hands at heavyweights like I do and come out victorious every fucking time. Let's see it. Yeah, you're going on naked, talking all that shit, saying blah, blah, blah. Yeah, right. Motherfuckers will never fucking say that shit to my face, man. You sound bitch of a fucking cripple, you fucking clowns, man. Come on, man. I mean, heavyweights getting punched in the jaw and quitting, man. I saw Chuck Liddell, right? Punked him. You motherfuckers support that clown, Chuck Liddell? Okay, well, I punked him. You should be dissing him and praising me. But you're praising him and dissing me, but I dissed him in real life. So what the fuck? Chuck Liddell is a fucking pussy, man. I swear to God, I've seen him in real life. I punked him. He said it himself. He saw me. Man, that guy's a joke, dude. I should have laid his bitch ass out, man. That motherfucker's a clown. That was right after I beat Derek the Giant, right before I knocked out Hoodlum. Oh, my God, the Hoodlum knockout? Dude hit the fucking ground. He hit the ground. He hit his face, hit the fucking pavement. I nearly killed him, dude. Yeah, he attacked me. He came up to me with his fist. He tried to fight. That's considered, you know, you can defend yourself. It's a self-defense law in the United States. And I hit him real hard. Real hard. Man, that was probably the hardest punch I ever landed, man. If I hit Wilder like I hit that motherfucker, Wilder would the gurney would get him. So, no, seriously, they put him in the gurney. I knocked him out so bad that he couldn't lift himself up, man. They had to lift him. Fucking ambulance of sirens, man. Dude, God, he challenged me. He challenged me to fight. There you go. Put him to sleep. That's what I would do. That's how hard I would hit somebody and they would, you know, mess with my life. You know what I mean? Oh, my God, you don't want to do that. You must really hate yourself if you do that. No, listen, I'm 82 now. Dart is in the best hands possible. Yeah, that's my baby. You saw my photo on my Facebook and me holding it in my eyes. So what I tell you fucking jokes about. Motherfuckers didn't believe me at work, man. So, yeah, it's funny. It's like these people, they doubted everything. Everything. But not just boxing, everything. I said, I have a wife. They're like, no, you don't. I'm like, really? Well, in my life. Now what are they doing? They're making videos and insulting her. You see what I'm saying? People are mentally ill. They're sick. What did my wife ever do to you people? Why do you have to insult her? Yeah. You're insulting her with an anonymous name. If I knew who the fuck you were, yeah, man, trust me. My right hook would insult you, man, or my left. That's what I'm saying. These people break down the monitors. Yeah, but, like, okay, what's the surprise that I have such a fine-ass, hot-ass, beautiful wife? I'm the fucking champ. I'm number one pound for pound. I mean, it kind of goes with the territory, you know what I'm saying? The best gets the best, Charlie Z. Pound best. You motherfuckers are jealous of me, man. Yeah, man. Dude. You heard, all right, the motherfucker in the background. After I punched this heavyweight, what could he say? He's like, that's too hard. Yeah. Well, one of the motherfuckers at the gym, he recognized me. He's like, Charlie, going off. I seen you on YouTube. I'm like, what's up, man? And then I started talking about Wilder. He's like, I've seen you in Wilder. And I was like, oh, okay. I'm like, what? Is he one of them bots, trolls that's going to start talking shit? I'm going to have to knock his bitch ass out, too. No, man, that motherfucker acknowledged that I beat Deontay Wilder. I told him I crushed Wilder in the ring, man. You saw how I hit him with that left? He's like, yeah, I said, man, yeah, you did. See? These fucking retarded trolls are mental, man. Yeah, how can you fucking say no? No, Wilder lost. It's just a shock for them that, you know, Charlie Zelenoff, the guy we all doubted, just fucking turned the world upside down, beat down to Wilder, you know what I mean? For them, it's such a big shock, not for me, you know what I mean? I always knew I was better than these two fighters. But for them, it's just fucking, like, you know, they're so shocked, they don't even want to admit it. They're like, fuck that, we're going to, you know, yeah. But the motherfucker that saw me at the gym, you know, that was a fan. That's what I'm saying. Like, people in real life that meet, like, oh, when I went to get my hat done, right, my 82-0 hat, that was just the best hat that I've ever had, man. It was the way they fucking did the letters, world champion, pound for pound. You know what I mean? They raised the letter, man. That hat is fucking very nice. I'm going to wear it in your crown when I die. And, but anyways, I come in, and this one dude that worked at the store, I know him, I haven't seen him in a while. He was like, yo, Charlie Z, what's up, champ? Where you been, man? Haven't seen you in a while. I'm like, oh, I was in the crown with my wife, man. He's like, oh, that's what's up, man. He's like, what are you, fucking 1,000-0 now? I'm like, no, man, 82-0. He's like, oh, shit, man. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's respect, man. I just come in. Like, I don't even talk about boxing, man. I just come in and, boom, people start talking about boxing with me and start praising me about boxing. That's a real fan, man. See, to them, like, when he starts saying, like, what are you, 1,000-0 now? That's respect right there. And he's, see, I don't have to tell him, yo, man, you know, like, I'm the greatest and shit. I punch fucking harder than anybody. I don't have to tell him that because he knows that. You see what I'm saying? But these fucktards on the internet, no matter, yeah, it's different. Do you get what I'm saying? It's just different, man. You fucking retards on the net. You doubted me since I was a fucking teenager, man. That's why I come at you like that. Like, every time I go online, I always talk about my accomplishments. Because you fucking idiots doubted me and disrespected me, and you sold me short. My real-life fans, just like I told you, they don't sell me short. They treat me for who I really am. Number one, pound for pound. They sell short the clowns on TV. My fans, they sell Mayweather. You got to sell Mayweather. Mayweather's a joke. They talk shit about the fighters that you people praise. Yeah, because come on, it's pretty fucking obvious. Charlie Zelenoff would knock Mayweather Jr. out 100 out of 100 times, 1,000 out of 1,000 times. Yeah, I would knock Klitschko out 100 out of 100 times. Muhammad Ali, Mike Tyson, all of them. I fucking crushed him. Muhammad Ali, he never had that kind of explosiveness. My last fight, you seen see, like the 1-2, I threw the right at his gloves to throw him off, and then the left, boom, center line of the jaw. That's a 10-point accuracy. And then fucking break with that 15-round bullshit. And that 15 rounds, what the fuck? Yeah, I mean, like, you, these mainstream bitches want to talk shit. Yeah, they have stamina. Stamina, dude, for weak-ass punches, dude. The punches soft like that, like feather fist to like a Muhammad Ali, they don't require, like you get hit with a bomb like that, like, okay, like from Charlie Zelenoff, you get hit with a bomb, you get hit with that kind of power, dude, you'd be lucky to go 15 seconds, let alone 15 rounds, man. Come on. That's why the fights are short in the underground, because there's a lot more power involved. You know what I mean? Yeah, let's look at 5 minutes. So I'm gonna go over time, probably. You know, I'm going back to Ukraine soon, and over there I'm probably not gonna be doing radio again for a while. So that's why I'm doing them every day. Since I'm still here, I'm gonna be back, obviously. I mean, I'm not gonna live in Ukraine. I will temporarily with my wife, but then when they let her out, me and her are gonna be back to the States. And then, yeah, of course I'll be doing radios again. But we'll see. We'll see if, you know, if my wife allows me, I'll do radios there. We'll see. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. Not as much, but, you know. 82-0, 53 KOs, Charlie Zelenoff, the 1 pound. Well, let's see. 9 wins in a row coming, TKO1. EFC 185 pounder, that fucking joker, man. TV fighter, man. Yeah, fucking hate that motherfucker. Remember? The clown grabbed me, hit him 10 times in my head, gave him the 10 piece. That was 74, 75. One shot of a gangbanger. Left to the, yeah, you saw the left of the jaw, number 82. Now you guys get the idea how I did it. Do it bare knuckle. The bare knuckle, most of them get knocked the fuck out cold. 76, it's on video. I beat Jacob. Yeah, Jacob, he definitely ranks up there in EBF top five, man. I'd have, I'm number one, obviously. Probably put Bitch Ass Wilder number two, number three, Southpaw Cell, number four, Jacob. Number five, toss up. Say Joe Zavala, probably. I see Joe Zavala got shut out against me. That's why his, his rank is not. Yeah, he's top 10 for sure, but, maybe the senior, no way. He's not even close. Well, Derek the Giant is definitely number two, but he's not fighting anymore, so I retired him. That's why I can't really rank him, because he hasn't been active since fucking November 2012. But yeah, I definitely think Derek would get Wilder and run for his money. I mean, Derek, I'd say he punches harder than Wilder. And because when I hit Wilder in the ring, we both punched each other, but my hit was so much harder that his hit didn't faze me, man. It was just outside the ring when I bombed on him with them body shots, and he caught me in the back of the head. You know what I'm saying? I don't know how to explain it, man. Just a lucky punch. Because in the ring, I hit him, and he hit me, and I barely felt it. You know what I'm saying? And he flew the fuck away. He knew. Look, I'm telling you, if it were not for those ropes, okay, his feet, his feet gave out. Well, the ropes held his back up. Like, if I hit him like that outside the ring, he would have dropped. You understand? He bounced off the fucking ropes like a fucking joker, you know what I mean? I already beat him, man. Yeah. If a rematch with Wilder never happens, well, whatever, so be it. I already beat him. Like, if that first fight then never happened, yeah, that would have been, that would have sucked. But then I would have only had a DQ win over him, which I would not be too happy about. But, I'm satisfied with the win victory in the Wilder. Crushed his bitch ass. But, oh, yeah, when I beat Jacob, man, that was the left hook in him, man. No, I dominated him. I don't box him. That was a great fight. 77, Mansfield. Oh, the K1 punk. Ah, you got a joke. Hit him with a few punches, and one in the body, one in the face. He was 78. Oh, man, that was one hell of a screw. Remember that 205-pounder, that bald, light-skinned black guy? Yeah, that was... Remember when I jabbed him and he flew the fuck away? Yeah, that was one of my best wins ever. That went so underrated. Phenomenal. I was phenomenal that fight. I was phenomenal every fight in that fight. Yeah. 79. Oh, 6'4", 200-pounder. I will. Yeah, the kickboxing Muay Thai. Yeah. One shot at him, too. Number 80s on video, U.S. Marine. Yeah, that was one of my greatest victories. I beat a U.S. Marine, man. Yeah, proud to say it. U.S. Navy, heavyweight, back from the Korean, dominated him. Brutally TKO'd him. 82, left hook to the jaw, man. 218-pounder, Charlie's all out, victorious yet again. 82-0, haters are delusional. Yes, I think you haters, my advice to you clowns, go troll somebody else, man. Because if you people are hoping to this day on my downfall, you're never going to see it. Better off trolling somebody else. All right, we got 10 seconds on the radio. I'm going to go overtime. Everybody listening? It's an archive because I'm about to go overtime. 82-0, 53 KOs, Charlie Zona, pound number one to this day. And let's see here. Let's go back a little bit. 2011, 2012. Yeah, 2011, six power punches in half a second against Carlos Vasquez. I mean, that was just No, that was literally out of this world. I mean, I've never seen a fighter throw six punches in 1 second, half a second, literally a split second. It was quicker than a second, that's what I'm trying to say. Because, all right, you saw, okay, you're watching the video, right? It was 148. Okay, 148, I didn't let my hands go. Then, like, when it was about to hit 149, I let my hands go, and then when it hit 149, this is it. The six punches already landed. That's like speed of light type shit, man. Yeah, what the fuck? I was watching that fucking fight over and over, and I kept thinking to myself, like, how the fuck did I do that? First of all, that's how. I won the titles, and, you know, that was the vacant UBF title fight before we start counting title defenses from win number 12. From win number 12 to win number 82, that's 71 title defenses, Charles Arnold. See how it works? Much more interesting than that mainstream BS. Everybody crosses. I mean, everybody can cross over to underground boxing. Yes, it's always boxing rules. I'm a boxing champion. There's none of that. No wrestling, no hugging, none of that BS. No kicking. No, it's just straight hands boxing. It's professional boxing without the politics. Put it like this. Underground boxing is professional boxing without the bullshit. That's how it is. Yeah. Before you get to see all the fights you want to see, because Charlie Zonoff is a real champion. Charlie Zonoff fights everybody. Charlie Z challenges everybody. Everybody. I don't handpick like Gayweather. I don't handpick. I challenge everybody and anybody. And that's a real champion. See, I evolved boxing. I literally evolved it. I mean, not just with my skills, but with my attitude, the way I treat the game, the way I train, the way I fight, you know. Everything, just everything I bring to the table just evolves the game of boxing. And then, you know, I mean, I'm 160 on the dot, and I'm beating fucking heavyweights, over 200 pounds, super heavyweights. I mean, come on. You're not going to see this again. You're seeing it now, but you're not going to see it again. Everybody listening to this radio, I'm telling you, you're not going to see a middleweight beating heavyweights. Fight after fight after fight, you're not going to see it. Once in a lifetime. Yeah. That's why, you know, yeah, I mean, I'm appreciated, you know, and hands down, everybody knows I'm number one. I mean, my real-life fans treat me for who I really am. I got to grow my son, numerous autographs, took pictures of people, you know what I mean? Nobody sold me short. Like, real-life fans, like I said, I went to the hat store, and, you know, guy was like, oh, what's up, champ, where you been? You know, he called me champ. And he was like, what are you, 1,000 and 0? See what I'm saying? Like, mutual respect, man. I, like, shook the motherfucker's hand, you know what I mean? Told him I'm getting married with my wife, and, you know, he congratulated me on the wins on the wife and everything. You know, that's a real fan. That's real respect, you know what I'm saying? And that's where people show me that kind of respect, you know. That's why I'm, in return, I'm humble to them, you know, in front of them. But people like, you know, these haters, you know what I mean, they, yeah, come on, how the fuck can I be humble? These people are insulting me, they're insulting my wife, they're, you know, they're sick, they're retarded, you know what I mean? And clowns like Frank Stan, I mean, yeah, that guy, you know, he has mental problems, and he's a very bad person, you know. Yeah, I don't know, I should have never let him call in on this radio. It's just, like, you know, like when he would call in, Skanksta, he would just, like, he's so sarcastic. You could just tell he's fake no matter what the fuck he says. I'm like, this dude's like, I swear, like, you know what he told me once? He after I beat Wilder, he started asking me if I could, I think he did it on radio. I mean, come on. I mean, how fucking crazy can you be to do that? He started asking me if I could take Jesus Christ in a fight. And I'm like, dude, what the fuck is wrong with this guy? I mean, Jesus Christ is God. Jesus Christ can evaporate the whole fucking world in a millisecond. I mean, he can fucking kill 6 billion. Jesus Christ can kill 6 billion people in a split second if he wanted to. How the fuck are you going to, man, come on. Yeah, I'm the best boxer in the world. Don't compare me to God, man. Like, do you see what I'm saying? He did it because he's not a real fan. It's like I could read right through this shit. I'm like, dude, come on. I ain't going to buy this shit that you're my fan, man. You're making these kind of crazy statements. You know, this guy's full of shit. He's a twisted motherfucker, that Frank Stare, you know what I mean? If I hit, okay, I hit Deontay Wilder with that left hook, and if I hit Frank Stare like I hit Deontay Wilder, Frank Stare would be, he'd be dead, man, you know what I mean? This guy needs help, man. You know what I'm saying? Yo, Frank, man, you see my wife? Oh, shit, I bet you're so fucking jealous. You fucking loser. And I hate it when people pretend to be big time. I mean, deep down in their hearts, they know they're not. And they still pretend like they're fucking big time. I hate it, man. I just hate it. That fakeness, that, yeah. It's, you know, I just don't respect that kind of shit. You know, you got to be yourself. You know what I mean? He's like, oh, you know, like, I've seen him, dude. You've seen me, motherfucker. You've seen the goat, yeah. But who the fuck? You know, he would always call me and brag to me that he saw these fake boxers and them. Come on, man. So I'm saying, when I punched Deontay Wilder, it was, you know, give me a fucking break, man. It flew away. It was just like punching a tall black guy, man. Get out of here with that. Oh, my God, Deontay Wilder. Showtime, joke time, TV. Get the fuck out of here, man. Motherfucker, you know, he backflipped out of the fucking ring, man. Think about how fucking incredible that would have been if he backflipped out of the ring. That would have been, dude, that would have, oh my God. Hey, you know what? I think in a rematch, I have to hit him harder. I'm stronger now. If I hit Wilder, just, if I apply just a little more force, this is a backflip. Homeboy would have done a backflip. You know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah, and, let's see. I knocked out Michael Barsky. Yeah, Michael Barsky, box rec, fake, he was on some fake fucking TVs, Fox Sports Actor Fest. Yeah, I knocked Barsky the fuck out. Now, Michael Barsky is not worth the mention. That guy's a joke, he's a clown, he's a nobody, he's one of the worst boxers, like, you know, of all time. He's like Andrew Hartley, you know. That guy is just terrible, terrible. I mean, he is severely delusional. His own friend called me a long time ago. I mean, Michael, we were always beefing it. I mean, he called me and he asked me not to beat the shit out of him. He was like, yo, you know, he's like, Mike's my boy, man, you know. But, you know, you got to understand, man. I'm like, understand what? He's basically trying to tell me that Mike's sick in the head. You know, you got a little issue up there, man. I'm like, issue? I'm like, oh, okay. I'm like, guess what? I don't give a fuck. He's talking shit. He's going to get knocked out. He's gonna get hurt. And when Barsky, his day came, man, August 5th, 2013, I knocked him out cold. No, he was out on the van. Huh? He was sleeping. I hit him with a left and a right. I nearly sent him. I mean, that kind of power. I hit him full out. Could have easily put him in the goddamn coma. Well, Barsky almost went comatose on my street. Yeah, see, the thing is, that clown supported fake leather, Tyson, and all them. See, he had a picture with Tyson on his face, but I knocked him out. If I hit Tyson like I hit him, Tyson would go to sleep. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you saw my last fight, that 1-2? Like the right, right hit him in the gloves, but the left, boom, right in the jaw. If I hit Tyson like that, any Tyson, Ace Tyson, give me a break. He's overrated. Any Tyson, he'd get knocked out. He's never felt that kind of power, Mike Tyson. No fucking way. Holyfield, I'd murder him. Lennox Lewis, I'd crush him. Yeah, like, what the fuck is this video? Lennox Lewis trying to teach Deontay Wilder, like, out of shadow box. What the fuck is that, man? Deontay Wilder, I mean, he's an idiot. He should be telling Lennox Lewis, like, wait a minute, I fought the GOAT, motherfucker. You know, how about you stand and you throw this and you throw that? Wilder should be teaching him, because he's been in the ring with me. He boxed me, and I'm 82-0. You know what I'm saying? I'm the best boxer in the world. I'm number one of all time. Therefore, Wilder should be doing, what the fuck, man? Wilder, you're a fucking idiot, man. I think I hit him so hard in the ring, man, I made him stupider than he already is. Bronze bum. The bronze bum. They should announce him coming out of the blue corner. The bronze bum. Yeah, ain't no damn announcers in the underground. My fists do the announcing. You know what I'm saying? All that fucking actor bullshit. Michael Buffer, let's get ready to rumble. Hey, Buffer. I've rumbled 82 times, you dumb son of a bitch. 82 times. Came out victorious. 82 times. Beat fighter that you announced. Before I have an announcement, Michael Buffer, you're a fucking faggot. You're a nobody in the UBF. Clown. What a joker. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. All these mainstream people, they're just morons. Let me tell everybody something. When I won the title, right, in Las Vegas, titles, UBF, me and Curtis and Juan Ali, we went to Cassius Green's house because Juan Ali's homies with Cassius Green. Cassius Green, I'm telling you, man, literally dumpster of Las Vegas. The motherfucker's house was dirty as fuck. Fucking, man, that shit was, like, nasty. We came in there, and I'm like, what the fuck? At first, we were, like, thinking, like, yeah, you know. Okay, Juan Ali was like, oh, this dude is big time. He's going to train you, champ. He's going to train you, man, for you. I was 11-0 at the time. He's like, he's going to train you for number 12. And I'm thinking, like, man, I just landed 6 power punches in half a second on a heavyweight, right? And I told Cassius Green, remember the video in his house? Yeah, this guy's a joker. And he was like, before the video went out, he was telling me, oh, you probably just caught him off guard, man. Caught him off guard. And then he started showing me a bunch of bullshit punches and straight punches. I'm like, what the fuck is this? The only straight punch you're supposed to throw is a jab. That 1-2 straight? No, hell no. That's boxing shit. You don't throw that kind of shit. If I ever become a trainer, I'm training my clients to fight for real. Not like these fucking actors, you know. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I'm a boxer puncher. I give you that boxing 101, I give you that one punch, boom, you're out cold. But, yeah, man, I box way better than Mayweather Jr., and I punch a lot harder than Mike Tyson, man. Charlie Zonoff, the GOAT. Official. Cemented. But, yeah, I'm just saying, man, that Cassius Green guy, man, that guy's fucking delusional, foolish shit. Crazy motherfucker backstabbed me when I knocked out Mayweather Senior, man. What the fuck, man? No, so he's showing me all this bullshit, you know, and I'm thinking, like, wait a minute, what the fuck am I doing here, man? I'm the fucking greatest of all time, man. I literally, my own fighting style, you know what I mean? It works. Come on, I'm 82-0, man. 82-0. You fucking kidding me? 82-0, man. That means it works. So why the fuck should I listen to some retard and change my fighting style? Oh, hell no, man. That's it. I lost contact with that morning. Let me tell you something. Even before me and Cassius Green had a falling out, when I knocked out Mayweather, before that, I would never listen to him. I would continue doing what I do. I would throw hooks. I would, you know, volume punch, rolling puncher. I would continue doing, I would fight the way I fight. This is it. No matter what he would tell me, I would just disregard it. I'm bad. Yeah. Well, you know, this is it. Fuck off. You're a clown. I realized he's too mainstream. He's an actor. He's not, you know, not real fighter mentality. This is it. This guy, he's a joke. I don't need him. That's, you know, that's it. And look at me now. No trainer, no promoter, no manager. Charlie Zonoff, best in the world. God chose me. That's why I said God is my trainer. He gave me the power, the speed, the heart, and courage. And beautiful wife. Full package, baby. Charlie Zonoff. Pound for pound greatest. That's what I'm saying, man. I mean, yeah, I got my own fighting style. And shit, man. It's called the GOAT fighting style. Greatest of all time. And, you know,